Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Your imagination is the thing that allows you to see the future before it happens. Your imagination is neither good nor bad nor evil. It becomes what you decide it to be. If God created your imagination, and he did, he meant it for good and not for evil. Many Christians have been talked out of using their imaginations because it's been used in unhealthy ways outside Christian circles. Simply said, heresy is simply a truth taken to extreme. The enemies use New Age gurus and worldly mindsets to pervert and prevent believers from tapping into their imaginations merely by taking a spiritual truth to an extreme. The best place, actually, the only place, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth is found, as we all know, is in the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 1, God used his imagination to make something out of nothing. He created the earth by the words he spoke, and God said is found 10 times in the first chapter. Genesis 1:26, the scripture says that we were made in the image of God and his likeness. Genesis 15:5, God told Abraham to count the stars, so shall your descendants be. God was clearly telling Abraham to use his imagination to see future generations.
Hallelujah.
I mean, why else would he have told Abraham what he did? God not only promised Joshua he would win the battle, he also wanted him to see the victory before it happened. We want you to get this down in your spirit. It is critical to moving the hand of God in your every circumstance.
One of the keys of Joshua's victory was the fact that God had him, this is what God said, let me just put it this way, in Joshua 6, verse 2, it says, "See, I have given you Jericho." Hallelujah. God used the same principle in allowing Joshua to see the victory at Ai. Joshua 8, verse 1, Joshua 8, 1 says, "Arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land."
What we see will determine our destiny. In Numbers 13, 12 men personally chosen by Moses went out to spy out the promised land. 10 of them came back with a negative report. With stories about fortified cities and giants among the people. The 10 spies said in Numbers 13:33,
"And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come to of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight."
You know, honey, the last half of that verse tells the story.
That's right.
"And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight."
And out of the mouths comes what happens.
That's truth. The 10 spies, by their own admission, saw themselves as grasshoppers compared to the giants who came to view the children of Israel the same way they saw themselves. Remember, things were different with Caleb and Joseph, who saw beyond the giants.
That's right.
To the promise of the land God was giving them.
Using their imagination,
that's
honey,
exactly right.
If I might insert that. In Numbers 13:30, their spirit allowed them to see into what could happen. Wow. Numbers 13, verse 30 says, "Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to conquer it.'" Why? Because he saw it in his imagination.
12 people saw the same things, but 2 of them saw it differently, and as a result, we're able to enter the promised land. Is what you see determining whether or not you will enter into the promises of God? Each of us need to see, well, each of us needs something to see each day that will inspire us and ignite and activate our faith. What you see, what you imagine, will keep you moving towards your goal.
Can you say that again?
What you see, what you imagine, will keep you moving towards your goal. It's not enough for us to believe our goal. We've got to see it. We've got to know that it can be a reality in our lives. Sadly, too many believers are being limited by their own imagination. But we praise God. We praise God. You're not one of them.
Amen.
And if you were, you're not anymore. Here are seven ways to see what you're moving toward. Number one, accomplishing dreams. Genesis 37:19. Classic Amplified. And they said to one another, see, here comes this dreamer and master of dreams. Today and every day, you need to see yourself as a dreamer. When you begin to dream, things begin to change. And the first change is within you. Remember, nothing will change until either you or someone else changes. If you change, you'll follow your dreams, creating your own destiny. If they change, you'll follow their dreams, helping them create their destiny. When you have a dream, your want to turns into your have to. Ephesians 3:20, Classic Amplified. Now to him who, by and consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above, all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Frankly, that says it all.
Number two, going deeper, believing bigger. In Luke 5:4 in the New King James Version, it says, Jesus is saying, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, Jesus was telling Peter two things that went against his basic training and life experience as a fisherman. Peter actually did a little talking, you know, answering back to Jesus when he says in Luke 5:5, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. But listen to this next part. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. In other words, Peter had said, Lord, you know, we've been fishing all night and nothing, I mean, nothing came into our nets. And yet, you know, this is just not the kind of thing that's going to work. If I go with my understanding, in other words, he's saying, it won't work. But the Lord said, I have enough faith in you and your word. He's saying, but Lord, I have enough faith in you and your word to know that maybe I'm not seeing the whole story. Now, the real question is, when did the fish begin to move in the area where Peter could catch them? You know, it's simple. It said, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. When Peter spoke the word, the fish came in by faith.
Number three, being strong and confident. As you move towards your dream, your vision, your goals, it's critical for you to remain strong and confident as you see the future God has for you. Get a hold of these three verses. First, 2 Corinthians 7:16, New Living Translation. I'm very happy now because I have complete confidence in you. Second, Proverbs 3:26, Classic Amplified. For the Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. Third, 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Hallelujah. Four, overcoming obstacles. Any Any obstacle that you encounter on your journey is not a surprise to God. He is not wringing his hands in heaven going, I wonder what happened. The key to our success is to keep our eyes focused on the Lord and not on our circumstances. I love Psalm 25:15. Psalm 25, verse 15, this in the Classic Amplified says, my eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. If our eyes are on the Lord and not on our feet, then he can direct our path. He can rescue us when we need rescuing.
Number five, being healthy. See yourself healthy. See yourself wearing a size 38 pair of slacks instead of a 54. See yourself wearing a pair of jeans you haven't been able to put on in 10 years. Without laying down on the floor of the bed and trying to get them up. If you have trouble controlling your desire for desserts, create a confession for your journey. Thank you, Lord. I no longer desire those fat, building, artery, clogging, clothes, tightening desserts.
Hallelujah. Number six, blessed. God wants you to be able to close your eyes and see yourself being a blessing to others. Sometimes they will know the blessing is from you, and sometimes they may not. But in Proverbs 10:22, hallelujah. Proverbs 10:22, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, and I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and curse him who curses or uses insolent language against you. In you with all the families and kindreds of the earth be blessed, and by you they will bless themselves. Can you see yourself blessing others?
Number seven, being prosperous. As we read, study, and meditate on the word, we'll begin to see a vision of prosperity and success that God has in store for each of us. Joshua 1:8, Classic Amplified. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that's written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success.
Hallelujah.
We can imagine you fulfilling your dreams. We can imagine you being prosperous. We can imagine you being successful. We can imagine you operating in the end time office of the giver. And this may surprise you, but so can God. In fact, he already has. However, the real question is this. What can you see? What can you imagine? And what are you moving toward?
This weekend's
a good time to meditate on something like that.
I want to let Kay know that we got her email today and we're praying over your situation.
Amen. Well, if you've been blessed, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.